Today on the River Country Egg Show, we are speaking with Jerome and Liz Isaac of Harper Creek Agro. The young farming family won the Municipal District of Greenview's 2021 Family Farm Award. Liz and Jerome were one of 25 farm families recognized in the province at the Farm Family Awards Banquet held during Farm Fair International in Edmonton last month.
Thank you guys for talking with me today. I just first of all want to congratulate you guys on winning that award. It's pretty prestigious as far as I'm concerned. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
How was getting the award?
Good, yeah. They do a little award ceremony there with all the different families from the different counties or municipalities that have been nominated for the award and put on a banquet for us, so it was good.
Mm-hmm. And as far as farming goes, what type and what kinds do you do?
Yeah, so we're primarily grain, like cash crop grain. So, wheat, peas, canola are primary crops, some grass seeds as well. And then we have chickens as well. Liz primarily looks after the chickens.
We do about between 6 and 7 batches a year, and there's usually about between 9 and 10,000 in a batch.
Wow, that's a lot of chickens.
Well, it's kind of like in the chicken farming world, we're the little guys. If you're picturing a little coop out back, it's pretty big.
Yeah, you guys are third generation farmers. That's actually really awesome. I know what it's like to be a third generation farmer as well. You guys are in the Harper Creek area, which I looked up, it's kind of near DeBolt.
Yeah, so really the Crooked Creek area, I guess I would say. We farm along the Harper Creek, and our road is called Harper Creek Road, and that's where the farm name, the community is known as Crooked Creek.
Ah, okay. And it says you guys have been there since 1936. Is this like a family farm operation still?
Yeah, so it's a continuation of the farm that my grandpa started in 36 here. It's, we incorporated and formed our company name only in 2009, but it's been a family multi-generational farm since 36, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So you're more of the grain product and Liz is more the chickens is what I'm getting?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Till now, it's been like Jerome's parents are still involved in seasonal. They're around for seeding and harvest. And up until quite recently, his brother has also farmed with us. But recently, he kind of moved on away from the farm.
Okay. I definitely understand. I grew up on a multi-generational family farm as well, and we did a lot of things. So that is very understandable. I was just wondering, how excited are you guys and how honored do you guys feel to be getting this award?
Yeah, it is a real honor. In many ways feel undeserving, but we feel like we're just a couple of young farmers trying to keep our legacy alive and hold our head above water in our corner of the world. But I think every farm feels that way in many ways. So
just too that it was definitely an honor to be recognized, and we're just so thankful for the community that we're a part of. It's a great community to be a part of, and so we're thankful to be part of it. And it's something that goes both ways, to just try and put into the community, but we wouldn't be who we are without the community that we've been a part of.
And you guys are continually contributing to the community, is what the Reeve Tyler Olson said. How do you guys do so?
Yeah, well, through the years, both of us have been involved with the fire department. I've been quite active for a little over 10 years and kind of stepped back over the last couple of years.
I've still been involved in the fire department. I'm kind of on mat leave right now for that. And we're actually expecting twins here next month.
Oh, congratulations.
But yeah, I've been part of the fire department since 2013. We've been involved in local church as well.
It's a bit more remote from the community, but I do sit on the APG board as a way to be a voice for farmers from this region and on a provincial level. But yeah.
And that's the Alberta Pulse Growers as you're talking about?
Yeah,
no, it's all good. Those are my questions. Did you have anything that you'd like to add about winning the Greenview Family Farm Award of the Year?
Yeah, no, just I think just that we're we're honored to win the award and be recognized in that way. And just to echo what Liz said, it's a great community to live in and farm in and be a part of. So.
Well, thank you so much, Liz and Jerome Isaac of the Municipal District of Greenview, for talking with me today, and congratulations on winning the award, as well as expanding your family here just very, very shortly.
Thank you.